Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that will be given to you. Glory be to God. So we are grateful once again for another blessed day. Wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again. We're gathered together on this special day in Christ Jesus. It's a day that you have blessed us to awaken, and you kept us the last night, and you enable us to assemble together once again. Father, we're grateful for your word, and Father, we're grateful for your spirit that you've given to everyone that has called upon your name, believe upon you, and accept you as Lord. Dear day, Lord God, we come this day, and Father, we humble ourselves before you, for you are the all-wise one, and you know of all things. Therefore, Lord, we look to you for understanding and revelation. And therefore, Lord, we want to thank you in advance for giving us this in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we would just give you all the glory and all the honor and praise in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for another blessed day. Today is part two, the second and final part to God's Word is Still True. God's Word is Still True. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, Blog Talk Radio does record the broadcasts that we do. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to part one. But what this is dealing with here is that, and I want to reiterate it, that, and this come to me yesterday while, you know, I was at work. And Sunday, I happened to be talking to another believer on this particular subject. And it's amazing how Sunday night on the broadcast, without having talking to my brother, that he kind of brought it up a little bit in a sense. So this is dealing with, there are those, and perhaps some of you would fit the bill in this description that I'm going to give. Now, there are people who would not come to Christ. Would not even obey the word because of the failing of others. Now, don't get me wrong. What we can do can influence others and distract others. I'm not saying that, but this is why I'm giving this message today as part two. And the message that Jesus wants you to know is that his word is still true. There, you know, something... You know, sometimes people, and I gave this example yesterday, that, for example, if you find someone who's talking to you about the Word of God, let's say if you was in a fornication relationship, and they came to you and said, hey, you're fornicating, and that's wrong in the sight of God, that, you know, and that bring bad consequences. And then all of a sudden, you find out that they're doing the same thing. And what happens is that when people find out that the people who was, quote, delivering the message to them was not doing right themselves, they discredit the whole thing about God. They don't even try to, you know, find out whether what they was told was true. But because the person who told it, they find out that they was doing something that was wrong, they discredit the whole word of God. Amen. I have talked to people like, for example, when I have talked to them about accepting Christ as Lord, I remember one guy on my job, and I've been around him now for 20-some years. And one day I remember I was talking to him and talking to him about accepting the Lord, and his first response was, I hadn't heard that before. And then his second response was that he used to, I think he was married to what they call holy rollers. Okay. And many times when they refer to people like that, as people who talk one thing about God but live another way. And I understand if someone kept coming at you with aggressive spirit about you sinning, doing wrong, things of that nature, and they, you know, not doing right themselves, I understand you getting upset. But however, that doesn't make the word of God a lie. Okay? Because even if they came to you in the wrong spirit, okay, the word of God is still true. So if you are in a fornicating marriage, and even though that person may came to you in the wrong spirit, yet still the word of God speaks against fornication. So what do you do? What are you going to do? You're going to not do it because you found out that, in other words, you're going to keep on doing it, fornicating because you found out the person that was on you or delivering the message that you were doing wrong was doing it themselves? Because then it will no more be the word of God. You will be making them as God, okay? Now, once again, I'm not condoning people's, quote, pushy or aggressive behavior. And I'm not telling you to be taken by a pushy, aggressive behavior. What I'm telling you is that just because they have done that doesn't make the word of God a lie. Now, I went to show you three witnesses yesterday that let you know that God is his word, he is his word also, cannot lie. People can operate in the wrong spirit. People are subject to lying, but not the word of God. And see, if you continue to live in that sin, whatever the sin may be, despite the one that was telling you, you found out they was doing the wrong thing, you still are going to reap the consequences. You understand that? The reaping still going to come even though the person that told you was being hypocritical. I pray that this message get over to someone that's listening, because there are some of you out there, you may have been preached to or told the word of God to, and you found out that the person that was telling you, you found out they had some no-nos in their closet. And now you have discredited the word of God. See, the people, see, the person, they don't just be mad at the other person. But what I'm talking about in this message tonight is that they discredit the whole word of God. So somebody else who didn't talk to them that way could come around and tell them the same thing. And then what they'll do is, like the guy I told you my job, they'll say, oh, I heard that before. See, when people make that statement, they're making it like God's word is a lie. They're making it like God's word is not true. You get what I'm saying? Now, I want to go into, look at three more witnesses on that tonight. First, I want to come from what is called the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's been sending messages to his angel messenger thus far, the Elijah, thus far 120 times. And there was a message that he sent out called the 58th, the 57 message that he sent out December 9, 1942. And I want to read one of these things that he said, what the scriptures he said in here. He said, "Let the message be translated into other languages, as many shall yet learn the truth. Let the word be published, for it is the Lord's will." Now, he said, let the message be translated into other languages. Well, these messages that Jesus sent is his word. You know, because some people think today that Jesus cannot speak a modern day word today. If you listen to the way they talk, they talk like Jesus is old. You know, when you mention something that the Bible said, they say, oh, that was back in biblical days. And my question to you is, then if that was biblical days, then what we're living in now? The word of God talks about this time, even from the Bible. Okay, so we're still in biblical days. Now, he said, let the message be translated into other languages. Once again, this message is the word of God, okay? He said, as many shall yet learn the truth. So God's word is truth, okay? Hey, man, do you understand that? It's not a lie. God's word is not two-faced. It's not unstable. It's true. And the Lord said he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And he said, I am the Lord God. I change not, okay? He's not going to change. People are subject to changing. But the Lord, he never changes. And so though that you may have, quote, heard that before, and the person or persons that you heard it from, you found out that they had some skeletons in their closet. And now you don't want to hear nothing about God, the Lord Jesus Christ, his word or nothing, because of what some people who were being in a hypocritical spirit have done. Well, once again, let Brother Nate give you this source of truth right here. And the source of truth is this. The Bible tells us in Romans 6 that the wages of sin is death. So in other words, sin brings wages or payback, okay? And despite who told you and what they've done, now once again, I'm not condoning what they have done. Please hear me. I'm speaking to a personal thing with you to let you understand that, hey, if the word of God says it and it says it's wrong and you still going to do it, especially since you found out the person that was telling you was a hypocrite and a phony themselves, okay, and you still going to do it, you are still going to reap from that, okay? You're going to reap it because you're doing an act that is against the word of God, and the word of God said there's consequences, okay? But see, it's too many people who, you know, because Pastor Joe, they thought the world of Pastor Joe, and Pastor Joe was preaching and teaching the word according to what they were saying, and all of a sudden, they found out Pastor Joe, who was telling them about shacking was wrong and fornication is wrong and adultery is wrong, they found out that Pastor Joe was doing the same thing. And now they have quit and come to service. They've quit in Bible study. They've quit praying. They've quit doing all of that because of Pastor Joe. But you need to understand something. Moreover, you're hurting yourself. Because why would you cut off your lifeline? Or in other words, how are you going to cut off your lifeline and expect to still live? You get what I'm saying? Now, I know this is a message that some people don't want to hear because they may think I'm taking up for people who are committing this hypocrisy. I'm not. They're going to reap what they're doing, especially the effect that they have had on people. What I'm trying to get you to see is that just because they were hypocritical, God's word is still true, okay? It's not a lie. And see, people want to down the word of God because of some misdoings that the people that was proclaiming it have done. Okay? Understand this. The word that is being was being preached to you was also for the one that was preaching it. Now, I know some people that preaching it don't think it is. But it don't matter what they thinking is. The truth of the matter is, it's for them too. If they're going to tell you, thou shalt not steal because it's a sin and you a reap, then that same word they're telling you is for them also. Okay? Now, if you on a personal level, it's all about doing right before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the thing you will be focused on. But once again, too many people are saying, well, you know, that's the, one of the common things. You talk to them about Jesus, accepting Jesus, they'll tell you, oh, I didn't heard that before. Okay? So you've heard it from someone who, once again, you found out to be hypocritical. Amen? And now, can't nobody say nothing to you about Jesus. You don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. It's like as if you're taking it out on Jesus, what the person had did. Well, Jesus wasn't responsible for that. That was that person's choice to commit those sins, which they're going to have to pay for it, just like you got to pay for it if you continue to operate in it, okay? Point blank, God's word is still true. You understand that? It is still true. Regardless of who said it, the word of God is still true, okay? The word of God is the word of God, people. Let's understand that, okay? And though man have his failings and his shortcomings and saying this and saying that and may be a hypocrite, the word of God is not a hypocrite, okay? It's not a hypocrite. And see, people are going to find out. And here's another thing, too. There are some people who have been proclaiming the word of God who was walking on the straight and narrow, okay? But towards the end, they fell off. And what I've heard people done is that when they seen them fall off at the end, they just dispelled the whole thing they told for years, okay? Let me give you an example. Joseph Smith. Now, y'all heard, if you listened to us on the broadcast last year, y'all heard us told some things concerning Joseph Smith. Now, Joseph Smith started Mormonism. Mormonism is not of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not of God. Okay? And he started the Mormonism, especially when he was not in humility towards God. Starting all before he started Mormonism, Joseph Smith was humble. And there were some things of the Lord he did bring forth that was of God. That did come through him, okay? But because of what he done, you have some people, they have dispelled the whole thing concerning him. So just like this record of Nephite that I've told many of you about, which is the book of the Word of God also, which the Lord caused that it to come forth, and he used Joseph Smith with what is called a Urim and a Thummim from the Bible time, and he used Joseph Smith in that area, and he gave him the translation of this Nephite record, which was written in another language, and he gave him the translation, and as he read off the translation, the man named Oliver Cowdery was writing it down. But here we go once again. Because of the failings and shortcomings of Joseph Smith, there are those who have dispelled the whole thing about it. Okay? So if you tell them that Jesus once upon a time did use him, and that record of Nephite in its original form was of God, then they would tell you, say, yeah, right. Okay. Now, if I didn't know what I know for what the Lord have showed, I would be one of those two that would say the same thing. But see, here's the thing about the Lord that you'll find out. Once again, and this is going to happen to other people in these last days. There are people that's going to be started out with the Lord, being honest and true and humble, and God is going to use them and have been using them and give them words to give people. But some at the end is going to fall away. That's why the Bible talks about Thessalonians, the falling away, okay? And some of the people, some is going to fall away, okay? They're simply going to fall away. But that don't mean everything they said was wrong. There were some things God had given them to tell you that was the word of God. So what are you going to do when you see them fall away? What, you going to just count the whole word of God is not true now? No, because God is his word. Amen. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of John chapter 17, verse 17 in your Bible. Let's look at another witness. The one we just went over was the angel of the Lord, the Elijah, witnessing that God's word is true. Okay? It is true and it's true. Okay? It's not a lie. Now, Jesus is finna witness to you. Amen. In John chapter 17, verse 17, this is what Jesus said. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Do you hear that? So once again, just because Deacon Jones or Mama Mary or whoever who was talking to you about doing right, and you find out they was doing wrong, well, it doesn't make the word of God a lie. Amen. And the other thing I've seen with people on that particular thing is that when they were told that certain actions or things they were doing was sin and not of God, they really didn't go look them up themselves. Now, I'm telling you what I know, not just what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Many people that I have come across who's supposed to be, quote, into the church, many of them do not even have a consistent or balanced studying the Word of God life. In fact, many of them don't hardly study at all. And some of the stuff they quote to you is something that they heard. Amen. It's not something that they study or something they happen to come across when they happen to have come to Sunday school, a phrase or a word in there, but they don't have no study life. So Mama Jones and Deacon Jones and all that, who've been telling them that certain stuff they doing is sinful and not of God, well, basically they just hearing their word at it, okay, per se, coming from their mouth and not going to look it up themselves. So now that they have come across that the deacon and the mother was doing the no-no and the wrong, now they want to discredit all the word of God. So when you approach them about and give them the word of Jesus Christ, that's why so many of them are quick to tell you, oh, I didn't heard that before. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember on my job about 19 years ago, I talked to this other guy about being saved. And the first thing he did was give me the rundown about how people in the church is doing what he doing. Well, to a degree, he was right. I said, but people in the church don't save you. They're not your savior. They didn't die for you. They didn't become sin for you, okay? They weren't willing to be cut off from the Father for you They didn't do that. Amen. And people, you know, use that excuse. The child said, well, hey, you know, they doing what I'm doing, okay, and all that. But yet still, they're not your savior, okay? Amen. Jesus, in that position as a servant, speaking to the Father, said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true, okay? Amen. Thy word is truth. There is no lie in the word of God. None whatsoever. You understand that? There is no hypocrisy in God's word. And this is why the Lord said, I am God, I change not. Okay? Now, if he was a God that changes, well, I can understand where you will hold his word accountable, per se, for that hypocritical person's action. But he has said it in his word that he is the same. So he doesn't change it. You don't have to worry about the Lord being two-faced. You ain't got to worry about that. Amen? No way, not at all. You ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to look at one more scripture. And should be 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, hallelujah, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Amen. Now, we're gonna look at this verse, our third and final witness here for today, which will give us the 6 witnesses in these two-part series here. And look what Peter said unto the believers. He said, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned or sincere love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now notice he said, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Now remember, we saw in John 17:17, the word is true. So the word is truth, okay? The word is true. And the word is able to purify your soul. Amen. Glory to God. It is able to purify your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I am very grateful to give the word today. Amen. Very, very grateful. And I'm going to tell you there is more things to come. And I want to say before I go, you know, I know that, and many of you have heard of the mandate that Joe Biden has pushed for and gotten and turned it over to OSHA, that any employers with 100 employees or more, their employees have to get vaccinated. And if they don't, they have to take weekly testing, which I, from what I understand, will come out of our own pocket and will be done on our own time. Okay. Now, some of you are saying, hey, they're trying to force us to do this. And I agree with you. 100%. Because when they first was coming out with the vaccines and trying to get everybody to take it, you noticed that in this nation, you had jobs offering you money, offering you, like my job, they offer you a $10 Subway card. They even offer that you can go, you know, they had a clinic across the street from where I work. They even offer that you can go over there on company time. You didn't even have to clock out to go get a shot, get the vaccine. Well, what happened was that didn't as many people bite the bullet or took the bait as they wanted. In other words, they, through that, no doubt was hoping that many, if not everybody, would take advantage of. But they found out everybody did because everybody is not trusting COVID vaccine. Now, we have come on Blog Talk Radio, those of you that have listened, and we have told you, say, hey, if you decide to take the vaccine, that's you. We're not going to be asking you to text us your name and number so we can talk to you. None of that. That's your decision. But to the people who decided not to take the vaccine, many of you, and including our president and all that, are persecuting them. And my thing is, why? You persecuting them about something that you take that's not even a cure. I can see if the vaccine that being taken was a cure for the coronavirus, but it's not a cure. Okay? I can see if it prevented it. But guess what? It don't prevent you from getting COVID. I can see if it also kept you from spreading it. But guess what? It doesn't prevent you from spreading it. Now, the biggest thing that many of you have been riding on, that the CDC have been saying, the government and all they have been saying about it, is that it don't make it as bad as you get it. And don't make it as bad if you get it. So we're telling you that what we're giving you is not a cure. And it can't stop you from getting it. But it won't be as bad. See, what that is doing is showing how we are in the world and especially as this nation today. You said, what do you mean? Well, we're more on treatments than we are with actual cures. You said, but what do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, this is what I mean. Take high blood pressure, for example. Most Americans that is on high blood pressure pills becomes dependent on that blood pressure pill to, quote, keep their blood pressure right. So in their minds, they think that they can eat just anything, full of salt to the teeth, and think that that blood pressure pill is the answer as supposed to solve this thing. But it doesn't. In fact, many of you probably can attest to this, that when you were eating a bunch of no-nos, that your blood pressure still shot up, even though you was taking the medicine. Now, this is where some people really frustrate doctors, and I understand why doctors are being frustrated, because you come to the clinic and say, Doc, these pills are not working. Now, certain doctors knows that when you're telling them that, you giving them that line about some pill they prescribe to you, they know that at least 7, if not 8 out of 10 sometimes, but definitely 7 out of 10 maybe sometimes, the people that's telling you that they eating anything they can put their hand on per se, okay? For example, I talked, and this guy, he died last year, used to work with us. He was on blood pressure pills. And he was eating sunflower seed, the salty sunflower seed now, and drank it apart. I remember I talking one day. I said, man, I said, don't that mess with your blood? Oh, no, it's all right. I mean, he's eating the seeds galore. And many of y'all know how salty them sunflower seeds are. Well, he ate it for so long, and then one day he coming to work. He get up to the time clock where we was punch in there, and boom, a dizzy spell hit. And you could tell it shook him up, because when he came down to my workstation and was talking to me, he was telling me how he went and made an appointment for that day when he got off work to go see the doctor, okay? But see, once again, was popping a lot of no-nos in his body. And I had to learn that too by myself, you know. It's not good to eat everything. Now, when you were younger, you were able to handle some stuff, but man, your body starts to change as you're getting older. Amen. And I say that to say this, that people have become dependent on the vaccine. So now, going back to the mandate, Joe Biden pushed for this, and then he put it to the hands of OSHA. OSHA said that if any employer that has 100 employees or more don't comply with the rules, can receive up to $14,000 fine per violation. Wow. And so I brought that up to say this. They gave it everybody to January the 3rd or 4th to be vaccinated. And I'm going to tell you, people, that this is going to have some bearing on this nation. It's already doing it now. For some of you who think that Joe Biden and everyone else who is for this are well in their rights to do this, let me hip you to what's going to happen after this. They're going to start going for your freedom of speech. Now, you might say, I don't believe that. You just watch. Because they are imposing this thing of the vaccine on us, saying, I don't care if you don't want to take it, you better take it. They're forcing you. By what? We're gonna hit your finances. We're going to literally force you, okay, to take the vaccine. But that's not a God. Just like any of you that's listening, when you don't want to hear the gospel, God did not tell me to bug you and give you the gospel. He never told me to force the gospel on you. And guess what? He never will. Amen. Glory to God. And so now you have a shakiness, an unshaking on these jobs, on my job too, about what we was told in this. So I told people, and I say this to those of you that's listening, even though they impose this mandate, this still is a perfect opportunity for Jesus to do what he's going to do. You understand that? Perfect opportunity. And you know, and I look at it like this. Jesus can open doors. If he tells you, say, hey, it's time for you to leave that job, he got another door open, okay? Amen. He got another door open. Hallelujah. Because, people, I want you to understand something. This is more than the vaccine. You got to see this thing deeper. Ask the Lord to show you. See, this thing is about control. And see, this is showing and say, hey, as a nation, if you don't agree, we can send out a mandate to make you do so. Amen. Because you notice that in the mandate, and they, even as our president have come on many times about this virus, and when he came on about, you know, imposing this thing that we're talking about now, he never said nothing about what's going to be done about the people that take the shot and have that adverse reactions to it. kidney shut down, stop messing with that heart. He didn't talk about what would be done for them. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the word of truth. Thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. I'll be back tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then tomorrow. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.